Okay, on to question six. We're ploughing through them tonight, aren't we? Okay. How will you uphold the rights of blind, deafblind, low vision, and vision impaired children and or their whānau as proxy to participate in and express their views to the RNZFB board of directors and influence decision making on matters relating to children's services? So I'll repeat that. It's quite a long question. How will you uphold the rights of blind, deafblind, low vision and vision impaired children and or their whānau as proxy to participate in and express their views to the RNZFB board of directors and influence decision making on matters relating to children's services? As always, I'm happy to repeat the question to anyone who wants it, but we'll go first to Vaughan, please.
Clearly, involving the issues of children in the affairs of the foundation is a platform for setting the stage for the future of them as individuals, their family whānau, and the organisation as a whole. There is a clear need to have alliances, good professional working relationships with Blind Low Vision Education Network NZ. There's clearly a need to develop and maintain what appears to be a generally good relationship with parents of vision impaired. I think that developing blind low vision specialist staff, there used to be child and family counsellors, for instance. I think strengthening the deaf blind services so that there are overlaps with developmental matters affecting children who are deaf blind. And I think all of this is going to require money and it's going to require a values commitment. But actually, it's consistent with the previous question, where it has been noted sometimes
15 seconds.
Young people are not well represented by the state in honouring the conventions.
Thank you, Vaughan. Next up, Stephen, please. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
It's a good question, and I think it's one that the Blind Foundation collectively has to have a real good look into. My personal view would be almost a group where the parents, or support people of youngsters with blind, low vision can be brought together, have a meeting group. I want to call it a subgroup, but something along that lines. I don't think there's enough education or support for children. The transition from a sighted person to losing their sight, in the case of those kids that go through that, is immense. It was bad enough for me as a 40-year-old, and no doubt for everybody else on the call. There does need to be a lot more support for both the children and the parents. And my way of initially looking at it would be to set up something within the foundation, but as a separate group that, be careful not to use the word alienation. I don't want to do that. Obviously, it's completely the opposite aim. But I would like to end some,
15 seconds.
As someone's already said, some specialised, very specialised support for those people. I'd like to say a lot more on that, but I don't have the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. Martine, please.
Hello. I first want to acknowledge that a third of the board, in other words, three of our board directors are currently parents of vision impaired people, which is really a strength that I think we should acknowledge. I also think there's already a great relationship with the organisation that's set up, Parents of Vision Impaired, but there are other youth and whānau in the other consumer organisations too. So I think the constitution review that is nearly underway will help tease this out further, because there needs to be clearly people want a specific mechanism, and I think that review will enable us, because we can't just make a suggestion and implement it, especially where it's to do with our board. how people get nominated and voted onto our board. But of course, Children's Services linking with Blends and the upcoming constitutional review will be able to tease this out more and clarify. Thank you.
Thank you, Martine. Next to Paul, please.
Not being rude at all to the person asking the question, because they have, but I'm disappointed that it would even need to be asked because it's just core, it is the core business, and particularly children, it's vital to, this whole provision. And so it really seems to be what the organisation should really be about, is the engagement and listening to the membership, be it the individuals primarily affected, but then also those secondarily affected, the whānau, the helpers, carers, or whatever that are involved, is absolutely what we should be doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Chris, please.
Yeah, I'd like to agree with what Vaughan and Martine were saying about re-establishing our children's service, because for nearly 100 years, our organisation worked very strongly in educating people, young children who were blind. But ever since there's been that movement away from the organisation running it, and I think that was a good move, so it became a specialised education facility. But I think there's now a disconnect between our organisation and the school, and combining together to offer a full range of services, not just education, but life skills services. And that could begin with parents and vision impaired, getting some advice from them to see what they want for their children. So there's got to be a full consultation with that group, working alongside in a stronger way than what we've done recently with the Board of Blind Low Vision Education NZ. And I think that's incredibly important, that we begin a combined voice for those young people using their parents. And where possible, because 16-year-olds got fairly strong opinions, when I remember, for my children. So we should be talking to them as well. So to quickly shorten it up, yes, we should be offering more combined services for blind children through our children's service and re-establishing it.
Thank you, Chris. And last up, Fraser, please.
I believe the question was related to upholding the rights of our young people at a governance level, and I think that is quite a specific question, and we need to be assured, like Vaughan points out, that the relationships between groups like Blends and PVI and the governance of the organisation is transparent and respectful and all those kinds of things, to ensure that influence is actually achieved. And I would also include other groups that represent young people, such as Ngāti Kapo and SAFE and the like, in that group. But I think in terms of governance, we need to be aware and proactive in terms of the issues that are important to those groups, and making sure we're upholding their rights and upholding their ability to influence decision-making at board level. Thank you.
Thank you, Fraser.